Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It's too good for me to even try to explain.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It's a beautiful woman.
It's a
majestic diamond.
And James Strebel.
Rodney Rice. Rodney Rice. Rodney Rice. Oh! Whoops.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
He's a dude, Andy. He is a dude. And I cannot wait until he busts L. Ellis or Jared, whatever, whoever they want to run out there. Whatever low-level guys that they throw out there.
By the way.
I cannot wait. Can't wait.
One more hour till we get you to the weekend. 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Beer Chops and Evergreen Liquors. Now delivering CoxsLouisville.com. Get all the beer, wine, spirits, premium cigars, all that craft beer at the Evergreen Liquors locations. And we got you one more hour to go here on The Take on ESPN 680 105.7. Well, let me ask you guys this. Jack, how do you feel about the mixtape? It's been an odd week.
It's it's weird. I went into it last night to put it all together, and I thought it was going to be light, and then it ended up in as the air conditioning every single time.
Every single time.
Like, he just knows when the mic is opened.
Oh yeah.
But okay, so you believe it's heavy now?
Yes, I believe it's good.
Okay, well, there you go.
Last week was pretty good.
Yes, I think the easy winners are Strebel and the text line.
The text line?
Yeah, Strebel, the text line, and all the people going at blank.
Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the two winners. It's easy.
Because last week it
hands
was
down.
Maybe
Issel.
Next week. Last week it was Issel.
Last week was Issel was the winner for sure, yeah.
Maybe next week I'll be like, blank, just know how much we're being bombarded with Crush Blank.
Yeah,
that's been my week.
Yeah.
Do you understand
mine
that?
I, too, I've had plenty of it as well.
It intensified today when the notice of allegations came down. By the way, I want to get into that and just kind of, you know, tell people what I thought earlier in the show. It's a new audience. It's the 5 o'clock hour.
Sure.
You have been perusing message boards. Have you? I mean, do you have anything to report back?
Nothing yet.
What are the message boards the Cats illustrate? What's the House of Blues saying about today at Louisville?
I haven't gotten to talk.
What are you doing for us?
I looked this morning, and before everything happened.
A lot's happened since this morning.
I've been busy all day.
Oh, my God.
I haven't had time to really look on the internet for anything. I was disappointed because I had to keep getting out of the car and back into the car while Bob was on and you were on and Crawford was on, and I'm trying to hear conversations but trying to get stuff done at the same time. It hadn't been an easy day, so hopefully I'll be able to deep dive into those message boards more this weekend. That's my plan. But it's true. I haven't really been – like, I was – when you called me, I was at the barbershop and told me what was going to happen possibly. I was like, man, I can't just go home and just listen.
Do you tip your barber?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I give him a nice tip.
Okay.
Yes.
You better.
Yes.
How about that?
He's a young guy, so.
He's a young man.
He's a young guy, yeah.
What do you guys talk about?
Oh, he's a big NFL guy. He's a UK grad.
Gotcha.
So, you know.
So there you go.
He's talking about maybe trying to go out to the game, at least tailgate, maybe go to a bar and watch tomorrow.
KSR bar.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's what I said. I was like, where are you going to go?
Ryan Lemon Nachos.
Yeah, yeah. So he's doing that. He's a big Eagles fan. He was disgusted with how they played against the Cowboys. Yeah.
Buckle up. You got the Chiefs this week, big guy.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's like, now
buckle
we got the
up.
Chiefs. I said, well, at least you have been home. He's like, it doesn't matter.
They're
pissed off. They lost two in a row. So he's sad about his Eagles.
Well, good. There you go.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, let me be the one, and I'm not the one, that you want breaking the news. Obviously, the big news of the day, rumors started to kind of, you know, come out earlier today, and then at noon, the amended notice of allegations. Of course, the things that we talked about emanating from the Dino Gaudio and Chris Mack nonsense, not the extortion that was handled. handled, but, you know, the practices with graduate assistants and all of that that are frowned upon, that are illegal, the videos that are going on, that went on, that Dino Gaudio alleged, and then the tape, obviously, with Chris Mack, where essentially admitted it, that is a conversation. If you remember, when all of that happened, mixed in, with the extortion stuff, we talked about what the fallout potentially could be once everything got squared away with the law, if you will. And that was a month ago or whatever. We, you know, the Dino stuff, then the tapes came out, and we had the tapes first, and we played them here. And then the NCAA's actions, what would they do, is a little bit of the story today. If you want, the document's all over the internet. I'm not going to read it to you. That would be terrible radio.
Right.
But it's those practices, using extra people in practices, and it is that recruiting enticement.
Yeah, with
those videos. And they name Chris Mack and their level 2 violations. And we know that a level 2 violation opens up the option for U of L to rid themselves of Chris Mack and not have to pay him out. Okay? Not have to pull a Bobby Petrino. Well, just because you lost us a bunch of games, you went 2-10, you're fired, that's too bad. Bobby P gets 14 mil.
Out the door,
okay? And kind of my and this is how I open the 3 o'clock hour. To me, this is a common sense story. That, right? I mean, yeah. to me, what I'm getting ready to tell you is rather common sense. I believe as well they're showing you what they think by lumping this stuff in with what we've already been waiting for with the IARP and all the Brian Bowen nonsense. To me, okay, that is not a good thing. That is a bad thing. And I am a believer that this is potentially, and it is absolutely worth the time to feed you your vegetables here, okay? It's a bigger deal, potentially, than what some think. When some say there's nothing new here, that is false. I've seen that on Twitter from fans. There are new items here. If you remember back with all the Dino Gaudio stuff, okay, remember the recordings. They talked about those practices. And we sat here and we said, what do we say, Strebel? If these are level 2 violations, this could become an issue. And you can see that that's what they want. Yep. You can see that that is what is going to be fought for. This is now what Louisville and Chris Mack are going to have to fight against. So the chance that we thought these were level 2, and now the NCAA is saying, in our opinion, they are level 2, that is something that is new, and that is something, because if you care about the future of Chris Mack and or Louisville basketball, that matters. It absolutely matters to be educated there.
Yeah.
Chris Mack is named in this. I tweeted out some of that stuff. You can find it. And on top of it, the NCAA, their potential use of a hammer. The hammer just got bigger today. That now there's something else. And what does that mean? Think about this. What is the... And this is probably where I agree with Louisville fans the most. All of them. Like if you said, what do you and Ethan Moore agree
with? What do you have in common with Ethan Moore?
It would be, when it comes to sports, it would be this. Louisville has went out and they have said, and they have made this over the last couple years, the I don't want to say PR statement, but this is how they have shown themselves.
As part of
guys,
the defense.
We have changed.
Yeah.
And their greatest argument when they have their day in court is, guys, we have changed. There's a new president. There's a new AD. There's a new head coach. The old guard blown out. In comes the new guard. And we are doing things the right way. And while these things are silly and petty, to me, the practice stuff is a non-issue. The video stuff, is what I'm personally, what I would be worried about. Okay? That's just for me. In a vacuum, it's silly stuff. If this happened a couple hours up the road in Bloomington, Mike Woodson's a new coach. He's a guy from the NBA. And, you know, there's some stuff, whatever. It's not costing him his job. It's something you may say, hey, we're cleaning this up. This ain't happening again.
Sure.
Me, you, compliance, this ain't happening again. Okay. But Chris Mack signed up for this. Some coaches, you take over Vanderbilt football, you take over the New York Jets, you take over for decades the New York Knicks. There is a rebuild. You go to the Cleveland Browns before recently, it's probably not going to work, brother, and you're going to get some money in a couple years. You're going to be out again, and you're going to be a coordinator, and you're going to reset the entire thing.
And we're going to keep doing the same dance over and over again.
And we're going to keep doing the same dance. Chris Mack signed up for the silly things matter more here than they do other places. And that was very much on the forefront. It's why the contract was constructed the way it was, not only for U of L, but the big-time benefits for Chris Mack, including making over $4 million, okay, including having an extension of years, depending on what happens with the NCAA. And now it opens up Chris Mack and that conversation, and I don't know what to do with that conversation. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be, in my opinion, the divisive conversation going forward will be how many Louisville fans are ride or die right now with Chris Mack. And it goes back to, what does people say, well, what's going to happen with this? 437-960, what's going to happen with this? And obviously, you know, there's no idea. I said this with Bob today. I don't know what the people behind the scenes think, but we know a little bit about what they think.
Yeah.
Okay? Chris Mack got a 6-game suspension that did have nothing to do with the NCAA part of this. It had to do with the HR part of this, the protocols that he did not follow when he fired Dino, or did not renew Dino Gaudio. Remember that. Remember how we talked about, we'll get to the tape here in a second, having an additional HR person in there.
Right.
We can get to all, again, we can get to all of these things. So what's going to happen to Chris Mack? Well, I don't know, but the only thing I've been told is, listen, this was a conversation. People in high places above Vince Tyre, maybe some of them didn't want Chris Mack to be there then. Now we know they want to get you for multiple level 2 violations, which would, you would imagine, if you, you would imagine, if you use common sense, would add to the punishment. Of course, common sense in the NCAA, we can make the joke
they
there.
Always go
so
hand
what's
going
to happen? I have no idea. How good is Mack? How far do people want to ride with Mack? What is the truth behind the scenes? Was it truly a battle where people on the board and or Neely Bendapudi were essentially we're trying to be done with Chris Mack and Vince Tyre changed that?
Yeah.
How much of that is true? And now that you add this, that's what's new today.
Yeah.
That's what's, to me, it continues to thin the ice to the point of, I don't know if it's even win-loss this coming season that changes the ice being thin or not. It could add to it. I just don't know how much it helps. So I don't know what goes on. As for the tape, we talked about this, that Chris Mack helped provide evidence that aided he and U of L in the extortion when Dino Gaudio was extorting him. Well, that's good on one side, but on the other side, it hurt everyone, including Chris Mack with the suspension, and now the NCAA.
Yeah.
And we talked about it weeks ago when that happened. Strebel, we talked about it. I was yelling and screaming about it. I'm like, well, here's the evidence. Why do you think it took a matter of weeks for an amended notice of allegations?
Exactly.
This bleep takes months.
Yeah, they didn't have to investigate anything.
It takes months.
You had the coach on there saying, yeah, I did this.
It just, and that was a huge part of it. And we'll never know. If Chris Mack followed the rules the first time and went by HR principles, then does Dino Gaudio have the sack, if you will,
right,
to start extorting people? Does he? I don't know. The answer, I would say no, because the next day he sounded like a wounded puppy.
Yeah.
But I might be wrong.
Meek little mouse.
What if he had just went on the phone and said, hey, I'm going to extort you after the meeting. I'm going to extort you. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. But in the end, this entire thing has become extortion. Am I going to pay off Dino?
Okay. Out of my own pocket?
now he's fired. The tapes are released. There's a suspension. There are rumors.
Yep.
And I don't know where the Louisville fan base is. I said earlier that I thought 75% would want Chris Mack to be around. I keep being told that's too high of a number, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I got to be honest. I really don't know. Now, as for, and this will be my last thing, as for the timeline to all of this, I have seen a lot of complaining. Well, Andy, the timeline here is ridiculous. These things happened years ago, and I would agree. Brian Bowen will be, you know, his sixth year in Turkey by the time he's hanging out with Cooper in Greece right now,
right,
playing professional basketball over there by the time any of this is done. And I would say the NCAA combined with the ineffectiveness to a level that is beyond embarrassing by the IARP is absolutely ridiculous.
Sure.
Okay, so I'm with you. I'm riding with you on that one. The only thing I would say, them amending this, is that's on you.
Yeah.
And so now if this process gets elongated, which obviously it is and it has, well, that's now on you because you're dealing with something. But again, my main thing would be, Louisville's best argument is we stopped everything, we changed everything. And I think people locally believe that is the case. What does this say?
Yeah.
And that will be up for interpretation. And though that will be and who's gonna ride with Mack? I don't know what you do with Chris Mack, man. I don't know. You play out this year. If you find out there's some level two in there, I mean, you can make the argument, hey, the guy just took it to the Sweet 16. It ain't going to happen again. You know, keep things going.
Yeah,
I don't know what would change. I don't know what would change.
Their deal.
I just have no idea.
I really don't know. I think the question about Louisville fans backing Mack's an interesting one, because I think the loudest proponent, or the loudest in Mack's corner are the people that are on radio and on social media.
I think the loudest people are the former players yelling about how they should have hired Kenny Payne.
Well, I disagree. I think that those people are being, you know, told to be quiet and stop that by people online and people on the radio. And that's a very small group of people that we hear all the time. I wonder what Louisville fans really think, because I think we get inundated with Chris Mack's a guy, you got to back your coach, you had the company that made the t-shirt back Mack, and all these other things. I think we see that all the time, but you know, people that I know that are Louisville fans that aren't on social media or not, you know, part of sports radio, are kind of like, he's a whatever coach.
Yeah,
like,
what's
they're
going
not,
on here?
They're,
right.
They're, he's whatever.
It's difficult
he's not
to
worth,
get. It's difficult
it
to
is.
Get a good feel. It really is. Is.
Yeah, it absolutely is. But the most people that I know,
this could be divisive.
It is going
this
to be
could,
divisive.
This could be divisive
yeah.
within U of L, within the athletic department, within
sure.
the relationship with the board, Neely and Vince, the relationship here with the fans. I have no idea. I'm a firm believer that Chris Mack is replaceable. I mean,
yeah.
everybody's replaceable. Just about everyone's replaceable.
Yeah.
And I would include him in that group.
Sure.
I know people disagree with that, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. What it may say about your program is a whole other thing, but I do not believe the video. Listen, the practices are one thing. I have talked to enough people, I am not sources guy, that the videos is a stupid thing to do when you're in the spot that Louisville was
in. And the
in.
People knew that they were doing
it's
it.
It's multiple universities.
Yeah.
Everyone knew.
Had their heads.
Everybody knew. It's not shocking Dino threw that on the table. So.
And honestly, it's kind of, to me, it's kind of shocking that they wouldn't found out before Dino. Because it's one of those things where, you know, people are like,
oh, people talk, yeah.
Yeah, people, yeah, exactly, talking like people.
Well, maybe
like,
they did. I just didn't, you know, know. I,
well,
you know,
I mean,
I don't know.
That whole
maybe
idea of, like, you know, like coaches stabbing other coaches in the back and, like, alerting the NCAA, like, hey, you might want to look over at Louisville and what they're doing. Like, none of that happened, even though it was like a secret. It wasn't a very well-kept secret of what was going on. It took Dino Gaudio, you know, blowing up and extorting Chris Mack for people to actually find out about it, at least the NCAA.
Texas says Mike Woodson's calling Caleb Glenn today.
Man, I texted Kareen. I said, well, y'all might end up getting him anyway.
Yeah, that's just where how you lives now, isn't it?
Mike, you know, they got Romeo because Pacino got fired.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Exactly.
The greatest player in the history of Indiana basketball.
Abraham Lincoln
got in trouble.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln because of it.
Yeah, exactly. And it could
it ruined
could
his career. Romeo going to Indiana.
It did. But
it ruined everything.
History may repeat itself.
He's wearing like number like 46 in the NBA.
46.
45.
Andy. 45.
Yeah. Donovan Mitchell's number.
There it is. How about that?
Well, I don't think he's...
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Or Kellen's number.
It's different.
It's different.
Yeah, well, is Kellen wearing 45 for Romeo Langford?
It's Trump.
Trump.
It is. Yeah. Oh, is that what he's doing?
Yeah. Well, no, Kellen. Kellen.
Oh, no, that's... No,
yeah, it's Trump.
That was the number that he was given. He
didn't it was Trump.
That number. No,
yeah, it was given for Trump.
He didn't pick that number.
It's Trump.
Yeah. It was given. It
was earned, not given.
It was earned, yeah.
He said, Dad, I want 45.
No, he didn't. He actually wanted
his domestic policies.
I think
is what I want to do.
25. That's what he originally wanted.
Texas says, "Would you play the sound Bobby Petrino talking about sewing hair into hair as a palate cleanser?" No, Jack.
Oh.
Did you ever find we're now 2 days late, but it was this week earlier.
Yeah.
Yesterday or Wednesday, the 1 year anniversary of the Chris Mack video to Cal. What are
chicken.
You?
I chicken. Chicken. There you are.
And then he apologized.
Yes.
What are you? A chicken. Would you
Card
like
fans?
No. I don't want to hear this.
Leader, coach.
No, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear this.
This is the one where he calls him a chicken.
I keep getting asked, coach.
Well, that's not what I want. I want Strebel's reaction.
Yeah, the reaction.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I want the reaction.
Because I remember, because I had to go on a Twitter hiatus until the show so I could hear it that way, hear it live.
Texas says you guys have earned your UK paycheck.
I
you
hope
don't know.
John Calipari lays the whooping of whoopings on that bum. I hate this MF. I don't even like him anymore. Like,
why are you so mad? Settle down.
And just lying.
How do you know he's lying?
Because he's not telling the truth. He lied about the Kentucky football
stuff. The football game, he was factually wrong, but I don't know if he's lying. Why do you believe Cal? Come on.
Okay, then if all this is true.
Peavy did a lot of their scheduling, and Peavy's gone.
That's fine. If all this is true.
WPV.
If all of this is true, if what he's saying is true, then why wasn't he up front with it before? Why didn't he come and say, you know, we're trying to schedule with Kentucky. We're trying to figure it out.
Okay, so
he played Cal like a fiddle.
No, he didn't. Cal played him like, Cal forced him to make that video. If it wasn't for Cal coming out and saying, hey, look, hey, we want to play the game.
Cal got zipped up 4379680.
We are contractually obligated to play this game. We're going to play it in their place. We'll play it back at our place. All these things are true. And Chris Mack comes on there, and all this revisionist history, all of a sudden, well, we wanted to play Kentucky, but they didn't want to do it on this date. They didn't want to do it on this date. We had to work around their schedule. You should have to work around the schedule because you're the third best basketball program in the state of Kentucky. You're behind University of Kentucky and Western Kentucky in a lot of categories. Nobody cares about you, Chris Mack.
Oh, you tried
to look tough, and
they
you failed.
About
you don't look tough at all.
Well,
you look like a bum.
I like how you say Western was a better program than Louisville beat them by like 22.
Well, remember, we were worried about that game.
Yeah, Charles Bassey.
It was Western Kentucky, and it was mighty. UNC Asheville.
Yes,
it was UNC Greensboro.
Greensboro.
And then that game got canceled because of COVID.
Yeah, right. COVID. Yeah, yep. One of many.
Their bigs are
the Dark
dynamic.
Horse Final Four run.
Their bigs are dynamic, and I'm like, okay,
they're
I don't
Cinderella.
Yeah, I don't need. Fake analysis on UNC Greensboro.
They
please,
were.
Please, not
and,
now.
And
not
then they,
now.
Then they won all their games except the Greensboro one because they didn't play it. And all the little fans were like, this is going to be a great team. This is already
my
favorite team.
I thought they might be second or third in the ACC.
Oh, my God. Ah! And then it was like, man, wah, wah. And now you got this. What a sad state of affairs.
You sound so happy saying all that.
Well,
would you battle in an older day? Would you just be mean and nasty?
Oh my gosh!
This is how far you come.
Yeah, I would have been awful today. I would have been going. I would have been tweeting Rutherford. I'd have been tweeting Blankenbaker. I'd have been tweeting Rummage.
You'd have been on Card Chronicle.
I'd be going on Card Chronicle, creating fake accounts.
Now,
I'd be doing all that today.
You're not doing any of that because of the wife's dinner, right?
Well, no, just because. I mean, I don't want to get in the muck too much. I just like to sit and watch it happen now. instead of being an active
But you're here to be in the muck.
Well, I'm in the muck here on the radio.
So what are you doing? You're going to dinner, and then what?
Well, we're going to have a few drinks before.
Few drinks?
Yeah, before we leave the house. And okay. Then we'll go to dinner, and then, you know, we'll just see where the night takes us.
Probably back home.
Probably back home and into bed. Yeah, that's probably 9 times out of 10, that's what happens. That's probably what's going to happen today. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be all right. It'll be fun. We'll have a good time.
Texas says Romeo was a lottery pick. How did going to IU ruin him?
He would have
been a higher pick.
Like a top 10
yeah.
pick.
And he wouldn't be just this forgotten man wearing number 46.
On the Celtics.
The ninth guy on a mediocre Celtics team.
Exactly.
That has no coach, and Brad Stevens has been exposed as not being as smart as everyone thinks
he is.
Thought
he was, yeah.
How about that?
He's the president for some reason.
How about
reason.
That? Yeah. You like that?
There you go. That's how.
And his college year would have been great.
Yeah.
Well, Archie ruined his college year.
Rummage has tweeted, by the way.
Oh, has he?
5 people have sent this to me.
What did he say?
Rummage says, if I was Louisville, I'd give Mac an extension tomorrow. Dig in, take the punishment, have a great coach for years to come.
Great? Well, back off that great, Steve.
Louisville fans are like, we'll be done if he's gone. I'm like, from what?
No, you're not. You weren't done when Rick was gone. Yeah, you're going to be done. Mac's the breaking point. Chris Mac. We'll be done because they fired a coach that won a national title, took you to Final Fours, Hall of Fame, but
you're done.
We're going to be done if they fire Chris Mack, who's done nothing, who's done literally nothing. The best thing he's done is Louisville Live. It's the best thing he's done. He's not a sexy recruiter. He hasn't won a tournament game. He hasn't made any headway in the ACC for Louisville's basketball program. But we'll draw the line here. You fire Chris Mack, we're done. Why? Explain to me why.
Because who are you going to get, Strebel?
I don't know. I don't know, Jack.
Who are they going to get?
Ask Rob Doster.
I'm not advocating.
Ask Archie Miller.
Right. I'm not advocating for his firing, Jack. I'm just saying he's done nothing.
But the thought that if someone left, it'd be the end of the world. Right.
It's not like if you're firing Rick Pitino. That's a big bleeping deal when you fire Rick Pitino. He ain't Rick Pitino. He's an okay coach. He's an okay coach.
Texas says, Ron Daddy, if you're having drinks before going to your date, who's driving beforehand?
She is. I didn't say she was having drinks before. Saying I am.
Would you just take an Uber?
We'll see. I don't know.
First, last time you were in an Uber,
you
got
hire
COVID.
The process to drive you.
I don't know what the process is doing. Last weekend would have been a good weekend for him to drive me to Louder Than Life. But
you'd have to pay him
legit money. I'd pay him money.
Yeah, but he's not doing this for $25.
No, I know. But
how much would you pay the process?
Well, to go from my house to the exchange, I'm not paying him $200 like Blank did.
Yeah, well, that's driving him over like Santa Claus.
Whatever it was. That's different. Yeah, right. So I'm not going to spend that much money.
Yeah, but it's going to be what? 7 o'clock to a
7:30.
So maybe like a 10 o'clock?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, so 3 hours time. I would pay him for his time. Absolutely,
$100 an hour.
I don't know about that. $100 an hour. I mean,
$30 an hour. That'd be $90.
Yeah, if I get an Uber for like $15.
Texas says, does Strebel have any thoughts on Brett Kavanaugh testing positive for COVID?
I hope he gets well. I don't know what you say.
Who's Kavanaugh, Jack?
The Supreme Court Justice, right?
There you go. Oh, yeah. He's the one that went harder on the NCAA. That,
yeah, you're not getting me on that one for the mixtape.
There we go. Yeah. Texter, please. And this guy's texted 800 times. Please mention Entz being catfished one more time. No.
No.
Stop it.
We don't even know if that's true. I don't know if that's true. I don't think that's not. Jason would have been like, "I'm sad, I got catfished." Like,
you know, the best part about this Chris Mack thing.
What
if I dangled in front of Louisville fans, dangling?
Yeah.
Jack, you want to do some
dangling later?
If I was dangling in front of them, a coach they liked, how quickly they throw Chris Mack under the bus?
Oh yeah. if you were saying like,
in any fan base would do that, but
absolutely.
They would throw him right under the bus.
If you say like, "Hey, Nate Oates is like seriously interested in going to Louisville." Nate Oates? What? Musselman might be coming. Hold on a second. Musselman?
Jane Bradley's looking good in that Alabama uniform, too.
That's all right.
Get smooth.
We got some competition. Let's roll. SEC is going to be fun.
Because
in basketball.
You win the SEC every year now, right?
Yeah. Things are coming back around, Andy. Number one player in the country. Does Nate Oates have him? Or the number four player? Or
I thought Cal recruited point guards.
Or the number 10 player? He's got three guards, Jack.
None of them are the number one point guard.
Shaden Sharp, Cason Wallace, Scott Clark. That's pretty good.
Severe Wheeler. Is Cason Wallace a point guard?
I didn't realize Severe Wheeler was in the same conversation as John Wall.
Shaden Sharp, Cason Wallace, Sky Clark.
Yeah, how many of them are the number one point guard in the class?
Oh, the one is the number one player in the class the number one shooting guard in the
Jack,
class. What you got for me, big boy? What's Woodson working with? You couldn't even get Caleb Klim. He went to a scandal-ridden NCAA bomb waiting to happen over Mike Woodson in the goatee. Step back, big boy. Step back.
Mixtape next.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Who is Tiana Trump?
Grossman?
I'm guessing someone in the Trump family. I'm going to go Trump's granddaughter.
No. It's not.
Okay.
It is not.
And James Strebel.
Okay.
She is a porn star.
Oh.
Yeah, you can find her on Twitter if you want.
Oh, whoa. Hey. I wasn't expecting that.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, several reminders. Miller Lite Louisville pre- and post-game coverage on Saturday. All stations 680, 105.7, 93.9 The Film. The boys Strebel and Ensa got you covered on the UK side. Kentucky Fish and Wildlife post-game show at about 9:30 or so. We got you there. A little Colts action, a little Ravens action, a little Sunday night football. Lose City in action on Sunday, 2:45. We got you covered this weekend.
Packed.
It's a good
weekend. Absolutely. I'll be watching nothing but football tomorrow.
Nothing
but football. Starting early with the Cards, Andy.
So the Cards.
The Cards.
Tentatively, I will release my crappy picks. I mean, I'm going, I guess, Wake Forest. Close, 38-35, and I'll go Florida to win and cover.
That's what I'm thinking, too. I got them 28-17.
Okay, there you go.
Win and cover. That's what I'm seeing.
Oh, look how sad you are over
that. I am sad. I'm not happy about it.
So who knows?
At all.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen.
Hopefully Sterling's right, but I don't see it.
There you go.
Yeah.
I hope Lee Sterling's wrong and IU loses by 40-3.
Oh, that too, yeah.
They get shut out just for Jack.
Yeah.
So I can hear how,
Penix.
Jackie boy, you ready to go here? You ready to do this thing?
Time now for the mixtape. Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so, hello, ladies. This is Crean's Mixtape.
Alrighty, it's the mixtape. It's presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. HightowerMens.com, 690-2800. Schedule that free consultation today and find out more how they can help you. You don't have to live with ED or PD. They can help you today. No drugs, no needles, all natural, non-invasive. Find out more about their pulse wave therapy, FDA approved, helping out guys just like you. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic, 690-2800. Jackie boy, the best of what we got. Fire away, big guy.
3, 2, 1.
Hi.
No, that's not right. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Hi.
No good. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. Cork Pain, you need to change the way you think about your brother. He's a pain in the ass. It's about time he paid you that money he owes you, and if not, tell his wife, who you know is sleeping with the mailman. 509-261-3182.
Ache, sick, hick.
See, that's the problem. Then I go through, they're trying to read it like a million miles an hour. Everything. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Biologic solutions will your brother up and also make you go into bankruptcy.
How hard is it to write a GD phrase on a confectionery item in this?
Oh, no. Language.
Whoa.
Come on over here, Rory. Rory, just make the pot to beat Spieth, and then we're going to go watch the Proud Boys.
The Proud Boys.
Wait, the Proud Boys were, or is that the all right? Is that
that's
the crazy?
I think it's the all
Wait,
right.
Oh no,
group.
Who's
yeah.
the soccer team?
I think the Young Boys. Are the
Young
soccer
Boys.
Team. Yeah.
Damn it! I thought I had it right.
I mean, that's why
they're practically the same thing.
Look at those Americans, the Proud Boys.
That's why
we're gonna go watch the Young Boys.
And look, a win is a win, and for me, through four games, I had the Cards at 3-1 in the fourth quarter. But regardless, a win's a win, and we have a lot that we can really just dissect.
Dissect.
Yeah. We're going to hear from Sat here in a couple minutes, I imagine, after he talks to the team. Look, a win's a win. You're happy you get it, but there are definitely some things you can improve upon as you take on a tough Wake Forest team next week.
Tech says, I'm happy about the win. I just don't like Satterfield. We'll always be at this level with him as a coach. We'll never compete for anything big. Next text. If you can't be happy winning three in a row, you might be the problem, not the team.
Yeah. Somebody in the text already telling me, Patty, I just let the callers talk. We will get to the callers. I mean, there's plenty of time for callers. Chill out. We will get to that here in a second. But there's a lot of things you have to dissect.
I was angry with Satterfield after the first game, but, like, come on, man. It's time to get behind them a little bit. Like, we got to say, Wake Forest is 24. And you can say what you want to say about how we ain't going to win the league or whatever, but, I mean, the way it's looking, I mean, we got – if we beat Wake Forest, who's ranked 24, we got just as good a chance as anybody. That's all you can ask for.
Yeah.
So I appreciate y'all for letting me go.
I hear where Steve's coming from, but, no, I'm expecting this team to go 3-0 these next three games.
I'm listening.
I'm expecting a win on Saturday. You want to know why, Marcus? Satterfield is going home Saturday. He's going home.
Okay.
So you know he's going to show out. He's going to have friends and family there.
Let me ask you this, Lawrence. Is Satterfield the equivalent? Satterfield going to Winston-Salem the equivalent to Rick Pitino when he took his teams to New York?
You can say that.
I did with some neighbors celebrate the Ryder Cup victory by shotgunning a beer yesterday.
Oh, you did?
I haven't shotgunned a beer, I don't think, ever. I mean, maybe once at some point along the way.
Man, you should have got footage of this.
And it showed. Oh, I got footage of it. You're just not getting it. That rolls off of my tongue easy.
I'm not trying to break my bed.
I'll tell you what, it's a great advertisement for the wacky weed. Willie was ahead of his time as far as smoking the joint.
The joint.
Yes!
That's like when people say
Diener says we have breaking news.
All right, well, let's go to it.
No, he's coming in. He's coming in.
Why does he get to tell it?
Because.
Why do you get to tell it?
Well, I thought to break up the Reed conversation. Sorry, I don't think this one's Reed. But I just sent Luke Hancock a text and said, "Hey, there's something arrived for you here." And I saw he'd sent me back a picture.
Okay.
And I was like, "What's he going to show me?" Well, he sent me that. At 1:27 today.
That is breaking news.
The name's on it. We have 6 pounds, 13 ounces, and 20 inches long. Luke Hancock's new baby girl. Of course, looks like a perfect genetic masterpiece, right?
Dude, we could easily be 4-2 or 5-1.
And Sunday's for the Cards now, man. This is going to be a fun season. It has been a fun season now. A couple fun games.
All I do is win.
Rough start. 3-1. Listen, Saturday felt good. You better be glad, because some coaches.
I like that song.
It's a great
song. Yes.
Like
that
song. You mess with your equipment people like that, you'd be in some trouble.
I mean, how many times?
But of course, at Kentucky, I mean, you can take guns into parties, beat women, do whatever you want. So, hell, you're not going to get in trouble for pushing an equipment manager. So, three most dangerous jobs in America: fireman, a policeman, and equipment manager for UK's football team.
That is
first funny. Text.
You know, he loves DeAndre, and DeAndre loves him.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. It's the mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com. Keep them coming on this Friday, Jackie boy.
Not that I really care about their one touchdown scoring team.
Yeah, they suck. They're terrible. They won't win a game until mid-November. Yeah, they're awful.
Not that I'm going to be distracted by their one touchdown scoring team.
I should have not been peer pressured by BBN. I got peer pressure.
You always do.
I got, but not always.
Always.
Not always.
Always.
No, not always.
100%.
I'm not buying into their beating Florida at all. That's the hot take. I think Will Levis stinks.
Oh, is that really a hot take?
No,
I think he stinks.
Oh,
I don't think he's any good. Dude, he can't complete a pass.
Jack, let's take a
break.
Unless
it's ULM
hang on.
I don't think he's any good. He can throw the football.
Gotcha.
But, I mean, when Christopher Rodriguez fell over, and people were like, stay on your feet, Ciro. I was like, that ain't his fault,
no,
man.
No, it was a terrible throw.
He had to
throw.
Contort his body for a 7-yard pass.
Right.
And look, we are back to the same damn topic that we've been having to battle throughout Stoops' tenure. Do we have a quarterback that can win us a football game?
You blew it on us. That's tough.
Whoa. I know we're an underdog against Wake, but I like our matchup against them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I look at, like, how we play and how they play, I like how we line up against them. Now, Virginia, I like it because it's at home. If Louisville can beat Wake and they can beat Virginia, which I know is two steps ahead.
Yeah.
But if they could win those
Virginia
two games,
stinks.
One's on the
Very
road,
terrible.
One's at home, then I think at that point, then you start saying, okay, what do we have to do?
If you win both of them, I reevaluate the win total.
We're about to win total, but do you also say maybe we can take a run at the Atlantic here?
Oh, there we go. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Because you still have the big two pins there, the NC State and the Clemson.
I just don't think this team has shown the type of consistency.
Texas says, alien MAGA Strebel criticizing Kyrie's flat earth view is rich.
A, I'm not MAGA. B, you can see the earth from space. We have pictures of it. We have satellites in space that you can see the earth. It's a very different subject than aliens. Completely different. And you actually can see UFOs. There's footage of that, too. There's not one picture, video, satellite image of the earth when it's flat. Nothing. Big difference, Texter.
By the way, Dan Dockich, full disclosure, I believe the first ever guest on the Sunday Morning Hangover back in 2011 when the show started. By the way, you can hear it Sundays 10 to noon here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. But so there's always been a soft spot for Dockich.
Yeah, friend of the D show for a while.
Yeah, friend of...
Till Lachlan McLean got him, and then it just went down.
Friend of the Sunday Morning Hangover. Yes.
680 ESPN, Andy Sweeney, Michael Moeller, Mitchell Hannigan, Jason Anderson, Program Director, Keith Pointer, ESPN 680, LeShane, these guys are classy guys, McLean, I'm Michael Barnett, Magic, Mark Blankenbaker, Mark Ennis, Jason Alexander, Angie Sweeney.
I have a wiener.
Hassan's turning into VJ King for me.
Oh, God.
I know. And it's just like every year I'm like, oh, this is going to be the year. Oh, this is going to be the year. And it's like, okay, at some point you have to say, I just don't think it's going to happen, guys. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, Cooley come right in and is clearly a better running back. Mitchell's better. And Burke, when he runs that way, he's a better running back. Like, right now, it's just like,
yeah,
it's not even close.
If he had any kind of breakaway speed, he would put up some crazy numbers.
And Hassan fumbles.
Jack.
I have a wiener.
Jack, here's the problem with that Maimon and Rummage son. I actually totally agree with him.
Yeah. He's not been very good.
I totally agree with him.
His freshman year, people were like, watch out for Hassan.
I want to see Cooley.
All right.
I know he was injured. That's who I want to see.
Texas wants to know if the parents know this Strebel sits with their kids at lunch.
Yeah, they know. I'm sure the kids. I don't sit with them. I sit in the same cafeteria as them, but I'm sure they go home and tell their parents.
They can't like that. Again,
it is what it is. I'm not changing. I'm sitting at that table, and I'm eating my sandwich and my hummus and my crackers. That's what I'm doing.
He pounded me and pounded me and pounded me. What?
Whoa!
Oh,
no!
Not Scotty B.
Not Coach.
He pounded me and pounded me and pounded me. What?
Oh, not Scott Davenport.
We lost our two matches by the one shot shootout.
Oh,
and
no.
We had easy shots to make, and Ralph Hacker blew his, and I blew mine. So we gagged a little bit at the end, but we had a ball.
It was a lot of fun. I witnessed your shoot-off, and I think you could have thrown it over your shoulder left-handed and come closer than you did.
Holy!
Whoa!
Oh, my God!
Whoa! Issel! Gosh! He just randomly just comes in and bam! Gosh! It wasn't like it was like two little pinkies. Like, it's a big finger.
Kern's kid gets a bad report card. Will he say she's snake bitten?
Depends on the circumstances.
Texas says CNN Ennis tweeted that the Americans should have to give the Euros 40% of their points to start the next Ryder Cup.
This shouldn't be, to me, a rivalry thing. Now,
if those were IU football players, or Murray State football players, or WKU football players, or EKU football players, or fill in the blank, he would not have given a bleep. He would not have cared.
It's not a rivalry thing.
It's a stunner.
Tatsa Blank's PR and leadership with the frat and Higgins Roofing have something in common. They're 0-2 against BBN. Texter says the grand jury are just a bunch of UK football boosters.
Oh, no, they are. All the big money got into their hands, Andy.
Oh, my goodness. Texter says BBN is trying to say you should fire Blank.
No.
Texter says, I seen the grand jury at Lynn Bowden's grandma's house.
That's where they got him.
Texter says a UK judge is involved in the jury selection. Where's Bozich in 40? Texter says the big blue cover-up wall.
The big blue walls. It's working well.
Texter says Blank is a BBN plant. He and Big Rig are besties. Texter says, my God, the sheriff is being destroyed on Twitter.
Like I said, Andy, I looked for 2 seconds, and I was like, it's a mess.
Texter,
it's toxic.
I saw... I'm not going to read that one.
This shouldn't be...
I'm stunned at this.
To me, a rivalry thing now...
Yes, it is!
It's all it was! Literally, nobody cared if the women were hit. No one cared about
it
the
gun.
It
was Kentucky is in trouble.
They just wanted Vito Tisdale booted
from the team.
Yeah.
That's all it was. Yeah. It was this all... This all that's Wolf fans would not have cared! They would not have cared,
no,
Andy!
No one would have cared.
No one would have cared. It would not have been a story!
Oh.
That's... They made shirts! L's up, guns down. It was a rivalry thing.
Yeah, they did make shirts.
They made shirts of
good
this.
Shirts.
They made shirts. Don't made sit there shirts. And tell me that this is it. Not a rivalry
listen,
thing.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Texas says, people saying we weren't there sounds like an excuse from the people that say the insurrection never happened.
Oh, come on. You can't put those two things. That's a completely different scenario. There's footage of one and not of the other.
Texter says, Blank is my inspiration. Texter says, did the Emperor Calipari write a letter of recommendation for Vito Tisdale? Texter says, a big dog FaceTime the grand jury.
Oh,
Texter says, poetic justice would be Vito Tisdale picking off Cunningham. Yeah. Texter says, Tisdale gonna take one to the house this weekend. Texter says, can we defund the sheriff?
Oh my God.
Texter says, Vito for a pick six on Saturday. Texter, what time are you guys having Dokic on? Texter says Trump won Arizona.
Oh my gosh. Now we're diving deep into conspiracies.
Really,
God. I don't want to yell about that, but what am I supposed to do, Cindy?
No, we need you to yell about that. That's a formula for the last 9 minutes of the show.
But I have to do that because that's absurd. That's an absurd thing to say. That's an absurd thing to say. If you would change the color of that jersey from blue to red, it would still be a rivalry thing. It would absolutely be a this is what it is. This is the trash. This is the sewage. This is the sewage of the rivalry. So don't try to pawn it off. Live in it.
This Texter says Stoops called the grand jury on his money phone.
Oh.
Texter says Crawford's in hiding with Lovey Jenkins. Texter says another Russian collusion in Lexington. Texter says dangerous people are those who think they're something that they're not. Like a sheriff.
Oh.
Texter says Pat Forty got paid off by Kentucky. I think these people mean this.
With all due respect to the sheriff's, law enforcement career, the idea that all he was trying to do was report a story that wasn't being reported in Lexington, and that was his only agenda, is the most absurd thing I've ever heard on this radio station.
There are problematic things with this story, right? Like the lack of an initial police report.
So this All-American Gold member.
Yellow man.
Yes.
With the bus.
Says the following about the sheriff.
Okay. I'm ready.
Kick his ass in the ballot box.
What?
And see where he gets his next paycheck. Audit the daylights out of his office and fire all of his deputies. I know it would be hard to do.
Oh, no.
Funny thing is, he will probably get more votes than he did the last time as he is singing to his base. Then Lil Doc 22. Also, he's a blue chip prospect gold member.
Oh, he's another gold. He's
at Cats Illustrated.
Another gold member, Lil Doc.
Said, quote,
no.
He's not a real sheriff.
He thought he was Yellow Man. Thought he was a real sheriff.
He'll kick his ass at the ballot box. Audit the daylights out of his office and fire his deputies.
That's not Yellow Man.
And I do hope that they have better coverage in Lexington, although I don't anticipate that'll happen.
I don't know.
Yes. What else do we, of course.
Landscaped it.
That's the one, Jack.
Landscaped it.
It's the mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic, HightowerMens.com. Guys, we're having fun. Don't live with ED or PD. Get a better life today. 690-2800. Keep them coming, Crino.
Good afternoon. I'm Jack Grossman, and this Sports Center update is brought to you by Jefferson County Office of the Circuit Clerk. That'll be on the mixtape now. Hiring JeffersonKYCourtClerk.com for more details regarding our deputy clerk career opportunities.
Oh, there's a lot there, Jack.
There'll be a duel. I'm going to extend the duel to Jason Garrett.
I
hope it's going to happen. The show's going to be there. And you'll either see, you might see me die, Jack, and you might see it up close. So there it is. Anyway.
Jack's too tender for that. I don't think he can handle that.
He's going to have to see it.
The flip side would be what happens if you win and kill Jason Garrett?
Well, I'm a hero.
New York Giants fans would put you on a pedestal.
I get lauded.
Rhinoplasty is when you fix your
nose. We're close. They're man boobs.
Whoa.
If you have gyno.
Oh, man, I should have known that. No, because I've heard that term before.
Texas says, better body, Vanetti or Diener?
Diener.
Agreed.
I've seen Diener without his shirt on. On Facebook and stuff. Where he's like at the beach.
Texas says, is gold member what caller Emily calls Strebel?
No. She didn't call me anything. She says, hi, Daddy. That's what she does. That's it. That's all. She called me anything else. Hi, Daddy.
Have you cooled on Sidney Curry?
No. Yeah, he's got to get in shape. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's getting in shape. I mean, he looks better every time you see him. You know. So, yeah. No. I mean, he's a guy that's going to help him. Listen, he's a guy that has a skill set for this year. He's also a guy that's going to be here for two more years. This year, you have Malik. You know, what I'm saying, you got Malik. Jalen's down there. You've got guys down there that can play. We just need him in a backup role this year that can come in and do what he does. Catch the ball and dunk the ball. Like, that's what I need you to do this year when you're in there. Be big on defense. Be a big guy. And he is a big human being.
You did it to me again!
I'm sorry, man. Yeah.
I mean, he's a beast. He's a double-double. He's a Kansas guy. He's Trez. He's dunking all over everybody. And now today, well, you know, maybe off the bench and he's a two-year player and just go in there and get some rebounds. What the hell's going on? You got Big Wiz. You got Malik. I mean, yeah, he might play some. I don't know. What the hell? fire Satterfield. We love Satterfield. And now, Sidney Curry's a beast. He might be all right. He's got to lose some weight.
You want to talk Wake Forest?
Not really. Who wants to talk Wake Forest other than Wake Forest?
We're going to with Les Johns.
We're going to Les Johns. He's
they returned 20 starters.
That's a lot of starters.
We'll have it all here on ESPN Louisville. What are you looking at me like that for?
Just get ready for some Loop City soccer.
What are you doing right now?
I don't know.
Why are you sinking?
I don't know. Greer and Whitfield, Jason Innes, let's go. Yeah.
Are we looking at this team going, I don't know if I need all this. Like, Coach Mack, don't try to out, don't street machine me. There might be too much here. I mean, we're talking about players 13. Like, listen, I know you was mad after the tournament, but did you go out and just get too much?
Did you go overboard?
And I mean, I think that could be a real question. All jokes aside, I mean, I'm not trying to do the wet blanket thing, but it's like, there's a lot of guys on this team that are going to require minutes.
And when I leaned back, I pulled it out. Didn't realize it.
Steve Rummage has turned me on.
Go Cats. Hey, go Cats. Go Cats. Hey, go Cats.
Being a football cuck. I have no interest in that.
I need to strip.
Texter says that the alley should be a sports
finish.
Book.
I won't go ahead. My point. I know. I've already forgotten it.
Because the music.
Yeah.
And no,
because you pointed out the music.
Sorry. Texter says the alley needs to be a sports book.
By the way, there's a thing called Black Knight Alley at West Point. They've had it for years, so we're biting off of them, apparently.
Oh, really?
Jesus yeah.
Really?
Christ.
Yeah. I never heard of it.
I can't wait for that, because it's Teddy and Lamar. And we love Teddy, and we love
Young
Lamar.
Theodore.
We love them. And,
Lamar.
Theodore. I've gone out of my way to, like, really watch Teddy.
Go roll Wake Forest in, big boys. Let's see it. Let's see it, Rummage. Let's see it, Blank. You got an actual team you're facing this week. Let's see. The one team you faced this year so far busted you. Let's go, then. Put your money where your mouth is. All of you say you're going to blow Wake Forest out. Let's go. Let's go. You got something now. Let's see it. Rodney Rice. Rodney Rice. Rodney Rice. Oh, whoops. No one cares about you. Nobody. Sit down. You're losing number 59th ranked player to Virginia Tech.
And Mitch, and Mitch won't even battle right now.
No, he won't.
Jack, we've been texting Mitch for the meek Mitch for the last hour over this.
Yeah, like battle. But go ahead. He wants muscle, man. Tell Louisville fans, Muss would have wrapped it up.
Yeah, go in state of Louisville.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go at him. Tell him what you got.
Yeah, Muss would have wrapped up Rodney Rice. It would have been done. He would have had him. Matt can't wrap it up. Invite him to Louisville Live, had everyone chanting his name, and he said, you know what, I'd rather go to Blacksburg. Don't worry, the transfer portal is going to really beef it up. We're talking transfer portal in October.
Today.
October, Andy. The season ain't even started.
I'm not talking transfer portal.
Ty Spalding said transfer portal. Well,
Chris Mack's been good in the transfer portal.
Yeah, one time.
I'm still confused on basketball. You know, on paper, I look at that team, and I see Elite Eight written all over it.
I think Kentucky's going to be really good.
Do you really think they're going to be good?
My confidence grows by the day with this Kentucky basketball team. I'm so excited for basketball season.
I'm
excited for this year.
Well,
next year's team's going to be just even more awesome.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But this team's going to be damn good. Like, I'm ready. You notice who they're starting to put, like, on everything now?
No.
Who they're putting Ty front and center on everything.
Well, on what? I haven't seen that.
IG, Twitter, everything. Any post they make, Ty's on that post. He's a dude, Andy. He is a dude. And I cannot wait until he busts L. Ellis or Jared Witter, whoever they want to run out there. Whatever low-level guys that they throw out there.
By the way.
I cannot wait.
All right, Jack, where are we at here? We done?
One more.
We got to get out of here. Churchill Downs next. Have a good weekend. All the pre- and post-game coverage this weekend. All the NFL. Teddy and Lamar over on 93.9 The Ville. Bonus hour on 93.9. Inside Churchill Downs coming up next.
And nobody put the phone number on the sheet at XXXXXXXXX. Don't forget, that's XXXXXXXXX. Don't confuse it with that theater at Exit 4 on I-65 North. It's XXXXXXXX. Call today. Get a phone number, you heads. There's no number on either one of them.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.